This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
The Trump administration formally approving an $8 billion arms sale to Taiwan. That new weaponry, the largest U.S. sale to Taiwan in years, it could further erode ties with the Beijing government as it views the self-governing island as part of China. The vice president out touting the U.S. economy amid fears of a coming recession. Here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Speaking at an event Monday in Detroit, Michigan, Vice President Mike Pence touts the economy.
The United States of America had one of the highest corporate rates in the world. But now we've lowered the corporate tax rate so that companies right here in Michigan can compete with companies and create jobs.
The vice president continues.
The United States, Mexico, Canada agreement is completed and support in Congress is growing by the day.
A report says Americans spend at least $150 billion a year on heroin, cocaine, and pot. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. troops deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border will be awarded the Armed Forces Service Medal, the honor given to service members who take part in a military operation with significant activity, but in which they encounter no foreign armed threats. Soldiers were first sent to the border in April of 2018 to assist border agents. Over 5,000 active duty and National Guard troops are currently assigned to that border region. Former Minnesota and current Tennessee state quarterback Demaree Croft has been indicted on 6 counts of rape and 2 counts of sexual battery. He has an arraignment set for the 4th of September. The indictment says Croft engaged in unlawful conduct without consent last December. All 8 counts involved the same woman, the 22-year-old Croft started the final 6 games for Minnesota in 2017 before transferring to Tennessee State. And the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development says it's giving nearly $28 million to identify and reduce lead-based paint hazards in older public housing units. Officials say that the grants will go to 38 public housing agencies in 25 states. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Join us live. And catch up on all the latest information. Chris Garcia joins us now, CEO of Vicker Financial, Inc., and a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. And we're going to be talking about the dramatic growth of small and minority businesses in America, China trade obstacles, and U.S. GDP, the Trump economy that is absolutely driving the skulls of Dems just the explosive range. They just don't know what to do, Chris. And it's amazing, Chris. It's good to have you here on the show, by the way.
Hey, it's good to be here. It's good to be back.
Well, here we are. You and I, we're business people. We understand capitalism and what makes the world go around here. We are the envy of the world because of the productivity level, what the Trump economy has done. And not only are we that bright, shining light of inspiration to the rest of the world, but we are a nagging and annoying light to these other governments that could only wish they could do half of what we're doing.
Well, there's no question about it. And as I look at markets today, you know, we're looking, again, even stronger. Last week the talk was about this quote-unquote inverted yield curve, and everybody wants to write about this inverted yield curve leading to an eventual recession. Well, the problem, Bill, is that it really wasn't an inverted yield curve. It was kind of intraday trading, but it didn't finish with an inverted yield, and so we can't even start that clock yet. So the fundamentals of the economy are strong. Look, we have to acknowledge what Larry Kudlow said. Don't be afraid of a little bit of optimism. We've got all-time lows in unemployment. That includes minority Americans. Business optimism is high, which includes small and minority businesses. We have virtually no inflation. So productivity is up. Inventory is moving. Things are going extremely well in the country. And it seems like the opposition is going after the one thing that President Trump ran effectively on, which is creating an even greater economic boom.
Well, this is how, their strategy, how confused they must be, because they don't really have a message. I mean, it's just been a constant, we've got to beat Donald Trump. I mean, even Joe Biden's wife is dumping.
I don't want to interrupt, but I have to bring this up, because we have to take a look at what's going on in Hong Kong. You know, China was supposed to be under this one, nation, two-system type of rule. And what are we seeing now? We're seeing a Chinese Communist Party trying to suppress the free speech, the freedom of assembly, manipulating Twitter, manipulating Facebook, and it's literally in the name, Communist Party, Chinese Communist Party. What we're up against in the United States, with Democrats embracing the socialist communist agenda, which is going to take more taxpayer dollars away from hardworking Americans, and when they say raising taxes on the rich, what that means, Bill, it doesn't mean wealthy individuals. That means small business owners That means people who create jobs. When you tax them, they have fewer jobs they can create because they're being taxed and the government's siphoning off dollars. That's what we're up against. We're up against the entire free market system being collapsed by people who want the president to fail.
Chris, what amazes me is that the Democratic policies, when it comes to the economy, time and again, except for a short period of time under Clinton, and even then you could probably you could argue the opposite, but by and large their policies have been debilitating. It's like even in most recent history, I mean, we just went through 8 years of misery with a heavy hand of government and regulations, and how did that work for us? And I just can't imagine that people have that short of memory that they would want to go back to a Biden-Obama regime.
Well, so to put it fairly, right, so the way we have to characterize the Obama years under President Obama is that there was an economic expansion because coming after this deep, they call it the Great Recession, at the end of the Bush administration, there was an economic expansion, but it's almost like, well, you've got nowhere to go but up. But much like the Great Depression, Bill, the recovery speed was slowed down because of increased government regulation and because of fiscal policy. So what I would say is, again, all we have to do is take a look at that press conference that was taken by the former head of the Council of Economic Advisors in the White House, Kevin Hassett. He did a great press conference talking about and showing in graphic nature with graphs that he put on display for the White House press corps the difference in the trend lines between the Obama administration and the Trump administration. And after President Trump was elected, that trend line took off. I mean, we're talking about an actual hockey stick. There were a variety of ways that the president has expanded this economy at a much better trend. And and the reason he was able to do that is because he cut taxes, right, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. But moreover, he deregulated. He allowed businesses to grow and thrive, took the shackles off, so to speak. And so that's why we see such a tight unemployment market. We see such a robust economy. We have more Americans working today than at any point in U.S. history, and that's a very good thing to be proud of, and that's not something we should root against.
Exactly, and Chris, there's just something endemic that seems to be missing, you know, from the strategy of the Democrats. Donald Trump understands capitalism. He embraces capitalism. I don't think the Democrats do, because if they did, then they would, you know, they would choose policies. They would come with policies that support the advancement of capitalism, not the destruction of it.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I'm glad that you...
I mean, does that make sense? I mean, Chris, hang on just a second, because I just want to make sure what I'm saying here makes sense, because this is what I am seeing. I mean, it just seems so basic that there's a clear delineation between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans, and especially Donald Trump, understand capitalism at the core of the operating system of our economy here in this country. The Democrats do not, and that's, you know, that's why they can say, hey, we want socialism now in America. Really? I mean, they're totally out of the closet as far as I'm concerned, and I think there's a clear difference now between what the Democrats represent and what the Republicans represent. So if you believe in capitalism and you see it as the liberator of the producers of this country, then there's no other choice. But if you want socialism, then, you know, it doesn't reside in the GOP.
Right. And really what capitalism and what free markets are all about is self-sufficiency. You know, the power to create your own destiny. And I think that's man's natural desire. Mankind's natural desire is to be free, to be able to make decisions, to have the economic opportunity to move up from your social status. We don't see that in socialistic economies. So if we want to preserve this economic expansion, we want to preserve having disposable income as Americans, we've got to stick up for the free market, and that means we have to root for President Trump.
Yeah, and all this thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about, I mean, I'm with you and Lucky Kudlow. It's okay for a little optimism. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, we've been in those jobs where we've had people that are a bunch of, you know, stinking thinkers, you know, and people want to just stay away from them. And, you know, but for the sake of defeating Trump, we're embracing the wrong part of victory here. There's not going to be victory with that kind of stinking thinking that they seem to be wanting to serve up to us. Chris Garcia is with us, and our conversation with him will continue. He's a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle men and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
Well, out there. There's nothing like experience. I mean, forget about the theory of the classroom, and millennials are finding out the hard way. Going, look at, I spent all this money to be indoctrinated, not educated, because then I come out into the marketplace, and the marketplace of free ideas, and I'm getting my head handed to me, you know, with my ideology, and realizing what I've been taught and what I got A's in doesn't necessarily work in the real world. That's the shock, Chris Garcia, of these young kids that are coming out feeling like, hey, look, I've been duped here.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's been a problem ever since we started to move away from this idea that the free market system is the best way to go. I mean, we can't mm-hmm. forget that, you know, hundreds of millions of people were lifted out of poverty all across Southeast Asia because they moved away from communism, from socialism, and into freer markets. And so, you know, really we have to keep that in mind as Americans. We're not really working in a two-party system here where we're trying to face the enemy and, you know, Democrats think Republicans are the enemy. Republicans sometimes think Democrats are the enemy. Really, that the enemy is the ideology that questions the validity of America's exceptionalism. And I would say that exactly. We have to look no further than Hong Kong and the conflict that's mm-hmm. happening there. Here we have a people who were told that there was a free market capitalist system where there was going to be suffrage, there'd be full democracy in Hong Kong. And now we see Beijing exerting its influence over these people, and we're seeing them protesting and singing the U.S. national anthem as a response exactly. to this oppression by the Chinese Communist Party. So let's look no further than that and remember that as Americans, we have to be united. And this division that's being sown in and around the country, I believe, perhaps may even be the product of a foreign threat.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt. And, you know, this is a very concerning what's going on here because, you know, we have enough trouble right now trying to execute this China trade agreement. And President Trump has made it clear that if China was to invade Hong Kong, we got troubles here. And this could really stall out the whole trade arrangement. And then at that point, you know, get ready to hunker down because there's going to be some heavy winds ahead that we'll have to deal with, Chris, no doubt.
Well, and that's exactly it, Bill. I think that because there's so much visibility right now on this problem that China's having, that Hong Kong is having, really with Beijing, all we have to do is bring light to it. Facebook and Twitter, we just saw a report this week, discovered that Beijing was trying to manipulate and undermine the protesters in Hong Kong by sending out these bots to basically sow discord and undermine the protesters' voice and really the message. And that's just wrong. I think that any time that you resort to those types of nefarious actions, you have to beg the question, why is that? Is it because the opposition's ideology is right and just and true? Mm. I would say, obviously, in this case, it is. So the United States knows that China, Beijing really, really needs to tread delicately with what they do in Hong Kong because it's not just the United States that's watching. It's our allies around the world. And if they do, in fact, exactly. military force, it'll be the end of the current regime as we know it.
And, you know, in just as much as we see what's represented there in Hong Kong, Beijing is clearly representing that they're communist. I mean, it's just, you know, they can't help but be who they are. Right, exactly. And I find it quite interesting that right now, when we're in the midst of this, I mean, what are they thinking? I mean, you know, some have suggested that China is holding off because, you know, they, or at least there's people that are listening to the mainstream media of America and saying, hey, look at, you know, we could be wasting our time negotiating with Donald Trump. I think a Joe Biden presidency would go a lot better for us. and we'd be able to, go on with business as usual, continue to rip off, Americans' intellectual property, and we'll move forward with 5G and our plans and, get out of our way. So let's just hold off. This Trump guy is untenable, and let's wait him out. But meanwhile, this is what galls me about the Democrats, is that part of the strategy should be that we need to get the U.S., as you and I talked about before, the USMCA is low-hanging fruit. That is ready to be signed, sealed, delivered, get it done. Then we start working with Japan. We get our Japan trade done. Some of our European allies, it will put immediate pressure, and it will demonstrate to China that they've got a real clear choice to make. And it's very loud and clear that you either are amongst us, and you want to live with the greater community in a way that's win-win, or there's going to be consequences to be met here.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, again, we have to look at this through the lens of not just the domestic economy. We're not the only country in the world, and there are evil forces out there. I would say the enemies of freedom out there.
Yes.
The main culprit of which is China. This entire trade war, this entire trade dispute, is because we finally have a president who has a backbone, who's willing to stand up for China and not concede and give in to Wall Street. You know, the president is not a Wall Streeter. You know, he made a lot of money, but he's not a Wall Street type of elitist. That's just not who he
right.
is. You know, he's often been called a blue-collar billionaire because he understands what built this country. And it's honestly, frankly, not Wall Street, but it's the blue-collar workers. It's the everyday American pursuing his or her dream. And what I would say is that very dream that we have, that we can achieve and we can pursue each and every day when we wake up in the morning, is because of this free market system. And so we have a country like China threatening that free market trading system across the globe by cheating. What they're doing is they're having their companies subsidized by the government to make mm-hmm. their products cheaper on the world trading market. That's just an unlawful activity. You can't do that. You know, they're not just subsidizing, they're also stealing our intellectual property. They're denying U.S. companies entry to their markets. They're putting tariffs on significant amounts on U.S. products and other countries' products entering their markets. So they are the protectionists, not the United States.
And let's not talk about money manipulation either. Let's throw that into the mix too, right?
And this is how we know they're cheating. We take a look at when President Trump announced the 10% tariffs on Chinese goods, the $300 billion for the Chinese goods, the first time a couple weeks ago. Then China devalues their currency the following week. And guess what? It was a 12% devaluation. It's not rocket science. It's just a little bit of math. It's
right.
the exact amount that of the tariff, basically. So, now we're seeing that after the United States labeled them a currency manipulator, they've kind of backed off and stabilized it. But that's exactly what we have to pay attention to. If the Americans would just educate themselves a little bit, we don't have to source everything in China. We can source,
exactly.
make things in the United States. And if things are price sensitive, we can make them south of the border with countries that are not stealing intellectual property. So I think that's really the big shift here, is we need to get products manufactured closer to home in the United States or in the North American continent, shift out of China, protect the United States, make sure that we're strong and we're able to stand up against this new communist threat.
And what's being underreported here in all this, the mainstream media is not talking about, look at, certainly agriculture or other sectors that are taking some hits here because of this. But what they're saying that the media is not picking up on is that, hey, look at no pain, no gain. And we have long been frustrated and yelling and complaining about this. And to your point, we have a president with a backbone that's willing to lead the charge on this. And we believe on the other side of this is going to be better for everybody. Either there's going to be some new ascending markets that we'll be dealing with, to your earlier point, and that we'll get new manufacturing closer to home with people who think a little bit more the way we think in terms of watching our backs and not stealing from us, right?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And that is exactly why rooting for a recession, rooting for the president to fail, is not what we ought to be doing. We want the president to succeed as long as they're sticking up for the United States. When President
exactly.
Obama was sticking up for the United States, in the rare instance that he did, we had to root for him. We have to do the same exact thing now today, regardless of your political party. Root for President Trump to win, because when President Trump wins, America wins.
America wins. We are the home team. He is the CEO of Vicker Financial and a former senior Trump official at the U.S. Commerce Department, Chris Garcia. Thank you, Chris.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. If we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After seemingly expressing support for expanding gun purchase background checks just a few days ago, President Trump seems to be backing away from that, saying only that he was now supporting the enhancement of the existing background check system. He told reporters yesterday he shares the NRA's concerns about taking rights away from lawful gun owners.
We have to be very careful about that. You know, they call it the slippery slope, and all of a sudden everything gets taken away. We're not going to let that happen.
The Guardian's reporting law enforcement has prevented 6 mass shootings in America since the deadly attacks in El Paso, Dayton, and Gilroy, saying several of the plots may have involved white supremacists. The 6 suspected of planning the attacks are accused of targeting gays, Jews, blacks, Latinos, and Muslims. This is USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotel, a gas truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. And Jenny Beth Martin is with us as well, the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am doing great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always good. Now, Rand Paul had something to say that you took exception with, and I did as well, frankly. Even though for you especially, I mean, it was the Tea Party Patriots that got behind and supported Rand Paul to get him elected back in 2010. But for him, in responding to the massive 2-year spending deal, in saying that today is the final nail in the coffin, the Tea Party is no more. I mean, I can appreciate the hyperbole as you did, but the principles that the Tea Party have been fighting for still continue in spite of all the headwinds by the naysayers and those that don't believe in balancing a budget, a responsible small government, much less a responsive government to we the people.
Exactly, and maybe not even just in spite, but because of. We have to keep going because of those people. We are continuing to keep going because of this bad spending deal. We aren't giving up. And The fact is, we didn't start the Tea Party. There were a lot of us who were part of the modern-day Tea Party movement, for sure. We picked up the torch of liberty from the generation before us, who picked it up from the generation before them, and it continues down to the Boston Tea Party and the founders of our country. Sam Adams started the Tea Party. So to say the Tea Party in America is dead is absolutely ridiculous. As long as there's liberty in America, there will always be a Tea Party movement. And we don't just stand for fiscal responsibility. Make no mistake, it's very important to us. What we stand for the most is constitutionally limited government. When we get constitutionally limited government, we will have a better chance at having fiscal responsibility. Well, it's not just one spending bill. It's so many things that we're up against, and we continue to fight, and we have fought, and we've made a difference. We've won many battles, and we've lost some. But when we lose, we don't just pick up and go home. We get more determined and understand what we're facing as opposition so we can fight them better the next time.
Well, and opposition makes you stronger. I mean, this is proven time and again. And, you know, when I mention the headwinds, I mean, look at whether it's President Trump or the Tea Party Patriots, you know, we should welcome opposition because, as I say, it does make you stronger and it reminds you to not quit fighting. I mean, it's kind of like what Andrew DeShields had to say when he won his Tony. He says, remember, when you find yourself at the top of the mountain, keep climbing because you're at the bottom of the next mountain to climb, right?
That is exactly right, and that's exactly what we're doing. The way that I think that what you just said is a great visual description of it. The way I normally think of it is thinking of Winston Churchill's quote, never, never, never give up, never quit.
Exactly.
Never give in. And we are not going to quit. We're never going to quit. And as long as we continue to keep fighting and standing for liberty and freedom, we have the chance of reaching our goals. When we won't,
it is
when we just walk away.
Exactly. It's essential to this constitutional government, especially at a time when, gosh, Jenny Beth, never in my lifetime before have we talked about socialism as a viable alternative in the ears and hearts of, you know, a number of American citizens. You can say they've been indoctrinated by the universities and that, but the fact of the matter is that they have this belief. And so who's going to counter them with the truth if not the Tea Party Patriots?
And that, you're exactly right. And that's what we are doing. We have to stand up and say it's time to stop socialism and we have to choose freedom in this country. And the fact is, if we don't win that battle, the spending battles really become moot because the spending will skyrocket out of beyond our wildest imaginations. So we have to win the battle of ideas. We have to make sure people want to choose freedom rather than choosing what they think is an easier path in socialism.
Well, the good news is, Jenny Beth, is that freedom has a long storied, incredible, and dare I say, exceptional history. You do not have to, you know, go deep in the, the annals of history to look at what 243 years has meant for the American experiment.
No, you don't. And we can look at the changes that have happened since liberty was unleashed here in America. The prosperity, the opportunity that not just in America that we have as Americans, but that other countries and citizens of other countries have realized they also can work towards having in their own countries.
Well, Jenny Beth, as you said something earlier, which I hope people, you know, picked up on, and that is that, you know, you've admitted that the Tea Party Patriots has had some successes and some losses. I mean, you look at what we just came out of in the previous 8 years in the previous administration, and the fact of the matter is that the country did release and became subjected to the movement on the progressive left that started to move, you know,
set us up for socialism and the furtherance of some of these ideas. But we won the victory, and look what happened. We got a president that unleashed liberty once again, and look at our economy. Look at our unemployment rate right now. And this is just the beginning if we continue down this road. If it gets hijacked, and we end up turning back to what we were in bondage with I mean, you don't have to go that far, is my point. Recent history tells us what happens when we give up our freedoms, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Just look at the kind of things we're facing under the Obama administration versus now. We have reduced tax rates. We have a growing economy, the lowest unemployment that we've had in some demographics historically ever, and others in our lifetime. We have increased wages. We have saved the Supreme Court. And we have reduced regulations by 14 for every one new regulation. Of course, there's still a lot of work to go, but we're up against 100 years of progressivism and a lot of progressivism in the last administration. And it's going to take more than 1 year or one decade to restore freedom against that progressivism.
And we're fighting against the propaganda of the mainstream media that has gone all in for progressivism. And what are we getting out of this? I mean, you know, we're going to lose our liberties. We, as I said, people got a little bit of an idea, and then they're talking about, just for example, the new Green Deal, as you said, you know, forget about the budget, forget about our liberties. The new Green Deal alone is so comprehensive and so overwhelming, it would kill capitalism in one fell swoop in this country, would it not?
It completely would. It would. It would take over nearly every aspect of our life. And when you have that much government control and that much government takeover, you're not living in a free society anymore. You're living in one that is controlled by the government. And that is not what I want to see happen in our country. And you mentioned the media. We're up against... look at the transcript that was coming out about the New York Times last week and the way that they're handling the story and narrative of President Trump. I thought they were all the news that's fit to print, and now it seems that they're all the stories they can possibly tell, whether they're true or not.
Well, we know that there's a concerted effort against this president for his reelection, whether it's the mainstream media. Google insider information now is indicating that forget about their thumb being on the scale. They're putting bodies, entire bodies on the scale, whatever they can do to dissuade voters and to incorrectly influence voters by telling them that, you know, Donald Trump's reelection is near impossible. And so that you hear it loud and clear, the Tea Party isn't dead. It's more vibrant and essential than ever. And as we wrap things up, Jenny Beth, remind them where they can go to get activated and be a part of the solution.
Go to TeaPartyPatriots.org. Again, that's TeaPartyPatriots.org. And sign up for our weekly call to action.
From Affirm Films, Provident Films, and the Kinder Brothers comes Overcomer. John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What are you allowed to define you?
When you find your identity and the one who created you, it changes your whole perspective. You
Overcomer, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. More information is available at overcomermovie.com.
This message is sponsored by GSK. Is your teen vaccinated? Meningitis B is an uncommon but potentially life-threatening illness. If your teen is starting college, make sure you talk to their doctor about how vaccination can help protect them against meningitis B. Only 14.5% of teens have been vaccinated against meningitis B. GSK spokesperson Tiffany Williams.
My younger brother was at his dream college when he contracted meningitis B. His doctors thought it was the flu and told him to rest. 2 days later, he passed away. I can't bring my brother back, but with this message, I hope to educate others to help protect themselves.
Early symptoms of meningitis may appear similar to those of the flu, but can progress quickly and be fatal, sometimes within 24 hours. 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis will die. 1 in 5 survivors will suffer long-term consequences, such as loss of limbs. GSK Vaccines U.S. Vice President, Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health, Dr. Len Friedland.
Adolescents have higher rates of meningitis due to close contact with each other, sharing drinks or utensils, kissing or coughing. talk to their doctor about the two different types of meningitis vaccines needed to help protect them against the five vaccine-preventable groups of meningitis.
Vaccination may not protect all recipients. Learn more at meningitisb.com. Again, that's meningitisb, MENINGITISB.com.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Right, what more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You've heard me. I've been bragging about her for a long time and her new movie that's coming out called Overcomer. Priscilla Shire joins us now, an American author, motivational speaker, actress, Christian evangelist, and she's here with us right now to talk about this new movie, Overcomer. Priscilla, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited to be talking about Overcomer. I had a chance to see it. And, oh, my gosh, you and the Kendrick brothers, again, you guys have teamed up to come up with something real special.
Oh, man, I sure do hope that it blesses people and encourages folks the same way War Room did.
Well, yeah, speaking of which, I told you, you know, I got friends that also saw the movie, and they're going, Bill, War Room was my favorite. Now this one here, wow, you know, it's 6 of 1, half dozen another, you know. And
interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting, too, that kind of response. But, you know, the message that you have in Overcomer is just so, I don't know, can we say timely? You know, you get those those messages that come in at a time when they're most needed, and it seems to be that's what Overcomer's about here.
You know, I would agree with you, and I think that's something that is so unique and that the Lord is using the Kendrick brothers for. You know, they pray through their projects for so many years before they ever go to a filming one, and they just want to get a sense of the Holy Spirit's nod of approval. And I think because of that, all their movies have been timely. Like, they just have come out at a time where the culture needed that beacon of light in regards to that topic. And if the country and the world has ever been in an identity crisis,
exactly.
You know, any more than now. I don't know when that's been. Folks are just floundering trying to discover who they are. And we can see this most clearly in the redefinition of everything. Redefining genders, redefining marriage, redefining family. Nobody's anchored in the truth and standing
exactly.
firmly in the truth of the definitions that our God has given us as to who we are. And that's what this film is all about.
You know, and I tell you, this is what we talk about on this show from time to time, Priscilla, and you used this the right word, anchored. You know, the Bible says people without vision will perish or cast off restraint. That casting off restraint are these anchoring points to the truth, to the Word of God that holds us steady no matter what the storms are, no matter what hits us, we know what we can count on. But in a culture today, and dare I say, even in some churches today, they have let go of those anchoring points. And it's no wonder that people are in chaos.
Yeah, and it's scary. It's scary. The world is too difficult. Life is too hard. Everything is too up one down and up one day and down the other for you not to have something anchoring you. You know, even this past year, my personal family has been through, honestly, four or five very horrible losses and family members and difficult diagnosis and one thing after the other. And we've been so grateful because it's in times like those that you really discover whether or not the hope that you have in Christ, whether you really believe it or not, whether you're really anchored in His truth or not. And so in the film, you've got several main characters whose lives are in a bit of a tailspin because their significance was rooted in the success of their career or in relationships that they had or external things. And when those things are pulled away, that's when you really get to see whether or not you had an illegitimate attachment to those things. Nothing wrong with success or the money that you've made or the relationships that you have, but when your significance is tied to them, that's when there's a problem because everything changes.
Well, you know, you brought up some personal challenges. I spoke with your dad at NRB here a couple months back. Your dad, of course, Tony Evans. Just for clarification for those that are, you know, that go, okay, I thought that she Tony is her dad. But, you know, your mom, how's mom doing?
You know what? My mom is doing really great, and I'm grateful to you for asking. The reality is we still need God to do a miracle. There's not really a medical way that they can heal her, and they've made that clear to us. But the flip side of it is we've actually already seen God's grace in that they don't quite understand why she's not in pain and why she's not in constant discomfort. But she's not. I mean, if you saw her, you would not even know she's sick because she really has been able to function as she would normally for the most part. And so that right there actually is already a sign of just God's grace through all of this.
Well, I know that many are praying, and I will say to you that we're praying for Mom, and unlike the one character at that point, I'll tell you, that one moment in the movie where, the father who's lying in bed questions the coach, coach to say, well, you know, you said you were going to pray for me. Let me ask you, did you pray for me?
Did you?
Wow, yeah, I'm telling you. That hit the hearts of a lot of people in the room that we were in that were watching this movie. I'm telling you, it really calls you to accountability.
Yeah, it really does. And I think that this movie is going to do that. It's going to entertain people as the Kendrick Brothers movies always do. It's going to engage their emotions for sure, but it also they're going to leave asking themselves questions. Mm-hmm. And that's the whole point, is to get people to sort of grapple with internal spiritual issues and draw them back to the feet of Jesus and into more intimate relationship with Him.
You're going to laugh in this movie, too. There's some real funny parts. I mean, Coach Harrison is hysterical. I mean, it's like, oh, my gosh, especially the running scenes that he's trying to do. Even his son, who's an athlete, and he's going out there thinking he can run a 5K and realizes that it's not as easy as it looks.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so good fun. And the actress who is introduced, this young girl, this is the first time she's acted, right?
It is. Her name is Erin Wright Thompson, and she is delightful on screen as she is off. So just a really great young lady, and I think people are really going to enjoy seeing her on screen.
Well, give us a quick summary here of the movie so the people have some reference here.
Absolutely. It's based around mostly a 15-year-old girl named Hannah. Hannah's identity really is struggling, her sense of self-worth and significance and value, mostly because she's a teenager, and who of us in those years didn't go through that? But it's compounded because her family structure has disintegrated a bit. She's being raised by her grandparents and feels displaced in that way by her grandmother. And then you have John Harrison. He is a man who has placed his significance in his job, which he loses. His career is not what he thought it would be. And so his significance is called into question in his own mind. And then as the story unfolds, you find that there is even a third player who is wrestling with the value that he has and can add to the lives of the people that he loves. Mm-hmm. He's just questioning it all because his health has been stripped away. And so you've got three people whose stories converge one upon the other in a very surprising, unique, and creative way that really draws you into the story and, more importantly, into the principle of identity being a critical facet of all of our lives and it being firmly rooted in something that cannot be taken away.
Well, I'll tell you, we have been so blessed by the Kendrick brothers and what they have done, you know, how they started out, Priscilla, and I know you're more aware of the history of how these brothers have come together. They've brought all this talent, from God's kingdom here on earth,
mm-hmm.
and, bringing people like yourself and, Sherry and, Cameron, and of course this new artist, Aaron Wright Thompson, that you know that she's going to be part of some future movies. No doubt, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that about the Kendrick brothers. They tend to see potential in people and possibility in people and then put them in a position to be able to unearth that. And I will be forever grateful to them for that in my own life.
Now, you've done, at least three movies with them, haven't you?
Well, I've done three movies. The second one was with the Irwin brothers. It was I Can Only Imagine last year. So this is the third one. And listen, you couldn't have told me in a million years that I would ever be in a movie. So I can't believe that this is the third one.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, this has been incredible. And in the midst of all this that you're doing, you're a conference speaker, you and your husband going beyond ministries, how God is blessing you and blessing others, through your ministry. Give us an update for our audience on Going Beyond Ministries.
Yes, Going Beyond Ministries exists to really just help women in particular through the teaching of God's Word and then through books and Bible studies, just to introduce them to themselves in the Scripture, to introduce them to who God says that they are, what they can do as a result of the Holy Spirit living inside of them, and then, of course, to introduce them to Jesus, who's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he's sort of been modernized and watered down a bit in some streams of the church, but our goal is to just come back to the pure milk of the Word of God, introduce them to Jesus, and then invite them to have a personal relationship and then an ongoing maturing relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Priscilla, I was just having a conversation with Focus on the Families, Glenn Stanton, writing a book on the myth of the declining church. And what he reported was that the information that was being put out there was convoluted, because what they were looking at in merging all together was the church at large. And when they broke the numbers down, they found out that the churches who held to biblical truth and principles and were obedient to God's law, those are the churches that are fulfilling. They are the ones that are growing. It's the others that have bought into this liberal theology, they're the ones that are plummeting, and rightfully so. But when you mix in the numbers, it gives people the false impression that the church is in peril.
Interesting. Yeah, I would agree.
It is amazing. I find that they would come to that kind of conclusion. I think some people would want to come to that conclusion because in this culture, this modernistic culture in which we live in, but the fact of the matter is there are people still looking for the truth. And, God bless you and your husband and your dad and your family, how you've been committed to pursuing the truth of God and courageously and fearlessly going out and sharing it with all of us. We need the encouragement, Priscilla, and we just thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And like I said, there's some funny parts in there. And of course, it's athletic, too. It's about sports. You're going to have a good time. So, Overcomer in theaters nationwide, August the 23rd. Priscilla Shire on Bill Martinez Live. Priscilla, God bless. Thank you so much for being with us.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that.